works it out in his mind how to do it, he'll get that out of ventilation holes. He'd get up there and with his mouth, you know, and get him air corn, he'd take off to the hole.
Sound like a pretty smart one.
He was. I used to go fishing with him, and there was a dog, he'd catch fish when you'd stir them up, you know. He'd be sane. He'd bring it out.
Just get in there and get after him. Huh?
Yeah, he could see one, like, he'd get it.
What kind of dog was it?
Yeah, I was a black dog, and he did the peculiar thing. He just took off and moved about 2 or 3 miles northeast of where this man lived and took up with another fella and never did come back.
That's not like
most dogs. I don't know why. I never have been able to figure out.
They're usually pretty
He might have got tired of carrying the whole car. But I thought that was pretty good.
It is.
But he'd get him air corn in his mouth, here he'd go, he'd jump the fence and drop it down. Now, of course, the hog was ready for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that dog was trained. Have you ever heard of people around here call buildings where they would store their grain the granary?
Yeah.
Call that?
That's not as common a term, though, as here as it is farther north. We have people up there and they still refer to the granaries.
I see. You were talking about hay. After you cut the hay off the field, sometimes instead of baling it, it was piled up, you know?
Yeah.
What did you call that?
Haystack.
How was that constructed and what did it look like?
Well, I made them anyway. But what you usually did, if you take your rake that you raked your hay with, and you'd rake up a pretty good little pile of it, then as you got farther away to get the rake pulls, well, you'd probably start dumping a rake, and then you'd come along with a wagon or something. Get it on a wagon and carry it and pile it on top of this that you started a stack. So usually you put a pole down into the ground and you stack it around that pole.
Well, would the fact that it was outside like that, would bad weather ruin?
Not too badly if you could get the proper drainage and not have any bags in it, you know, where any holes. You had to watch about the packet. Keep that reasonably level to where I want.
Fix it so the water just run off of it?
Yeah, gradually run off of it.
I see. Well, you know, I guess when the farmer brought in the hay from the field on the wagon, did those wagons ever have any kind of frame?
Yeah, they had a little hay frame.
That was just to
make it wider and so it would carry more hay.
I see. Have you ever heard any terms used for just small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
Well, we use just that pile of hay.
I see. Does the term windrows mean anything to you?
Yeah, well now windrows was where you'd rake in line, you see. That'd go down across maybe a 40-acre. Yeah, that big of a hay meadow. And you'd rake those up the windrow, and then you'd come up the windrows with you. Now, we usually use a rake. We'd come up the windrows and pile it